Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Burt Show.
So this is the story of Lizzie Miller in Glamour magazine, as told by the Today Show yesterday.
From the catwalks to the covers, there's plenty of skin and lots of bones.
For decades, we've been seeing models who are very thin, from Twiggy to Kate Moss. Fashion is a very thin industry.
There are exceptions like Emma, who's considered a plus-size pioneer. But in general, larger ladies rarely make the cut in the fashion world. But are the tides turning? There's the Dove Real Women campaign. A recent backlash when Self magazine airbrushed Kelly Clarkson to look thinner. And now this photo from Glamour magazine's latest issue. Her name is Lizzie Miller. She's 20, and her size is between a 12 and a 14.
The average American woman is a size 12 to 14. So Lizzie fits right dead center in that average. And so therefore, she's really representative of most women in America.
There's no cover and no magazine spread, but online, this one small photo is causing a big stir. A beautiful woman who has a stomach and thighs that look like mine, one blogger wrote to Glamour. Finally, a woman who looks like most American women. And even a demand to put her on the cover.
When we see women who look like us, I think we're likely over the long run to have better self-esteem. It's not a revolution, but I think it's baby steps in the right direction.
All right, so that's the Today Show yesterday. And we've had this debate so many times on the Burt Show before. Women just waiting for a magazine to get gutsy and put somebody in it that isn't rail thin. Somebody like we heard in that Today Show piece that represents them. So they do that. So why is it I go to a website yesterday, NBCWashington.com, and 50% of the people that saw that piece loved it, think it's great, fantastic, finally, a magazine is doing that. But 33% said they absolutely hated it.
Well, that means one-third of the guys were voted guys. Well, no, what? Normal-sized women?
What did they hate? They hated the picture?
They hated them. It just says, love the story, hate the story. And I'm assuming it's more of a backlash to they picked the wrong girl. And I think that's where Melissa is.
No. That's
You're not on that.
No, you totally misinterpreted me. It's the fact that they're calling her a plus-size model that offends me. I love the picture. I think she does represent the pooch and the thighs. And, I mean, most women look like that. Women don't have flat stomachs. They don't have stomachs that look like guys. They have a pooch. And it shouldn't be something they should be embarrassed by, but most women are. I mean, Spanx, the reason she makes so much money is because she's trying to hide the pooch. and hide the butt and hide the thighs. And I don't think that we should have to do that. What offends me is that they call her a plus size model in all the reports because she's not a plus size model. She's a size 12 to 14. She's an average woman. A woman, I think, what, 16, 18 and up would be plus size, but not her. So my offense is how they're reporting this story.
And just to totally play devil's advocate on this, because I agree with you and I think it's great that her image is out there. And I wished that they had kept Kelly Clarkson her size on Self Magazine and all that stuff.
Didn't she get mad about that, right?
Yeah.
Did Kelly Clarkson get mad?
Do we make, and this is from the business side of it, and I'm playing devil's advocate. Do we make business decisions on that? Do we spend our money on what we are or on what we want to be? Because those magazines sell because they have headlines like, look thinner, faster. They have headlines like, you know, 365 great new looks for summer or, you know, fall fashions. And in parentheses, it should say fall fashions you can never afford. So, like, there are a lot of things. There are a lot of reasons that we purchase those magazines because it's what we aspire to be, not who we are. But
I've seen Stacey use some of those pictures in those magazines as motivation. She puts them up on the fridge and uses that as motivation as to not go in there, and she wants to look like that.
But isn't it relative that they're showing us that's what you're supposed to look like? So then they're telling us this is what you're supposed to look like, and this is how to achieve that. So I don't think you can separate the two. I think that if you saw more images of average-looking women, then there would, you know, I think that
there'd be less pressure to have that goal.
Because I think as groups, we're lemmings. I think that what we see in front of us and we're told is what's supposed to be is what we aspire to. And so I think that all around us are the images of skinny women. I mean, like, women I watch on TV who are eating ice cream in the middle of the night are always the skinny girls who are eating ice cream in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that you see, mothers and women, is all skinny. And I personally don't find the skinniest women the most attractive women.
I agree with you. I'm just saying for the, you know, argument, for debate purposes, like, are there overweight men selling men's products? You know what I'm saying? It's the beautiful people that sell things. And they are in the business of selling magazines and selling advertising and selling products.
Overweight men can sell beer.
But I mean, if you go,
they
don't,
but they don't.
If you look like it, they could, but they don't, right? If you go to like a Maxim magazine and you see an ad for Gillette, a razor, it's always some cut up, good looking dude.
Because you are attracted to,
it's more about the world of advertising. I don't know. I don't want to diminish the debate, but it's just, I don't know.
It's for commercial purposes and for consumerism. The people that you see using that, you know, for example, McDonald's, the people that you generally see in the McDonald's advertisement are not the people you see who go to McDonald's because it's marketing 101. You use the people in your marketing that the people who are going to use your product aspire to be.
But I think that's the dangerous part, is that what we are told to aspire to is unrealistic. Like, especially when it comes to the models, and when it comes to, I think it's just unreal. It's
not attainable.
Agreed. It's not a goal that we I think that there is a serious epidemic. I mean, it is an epidemic amongst women that every woman is insecure about her body. Every woman is insecure about her body. And why? Why are we so insecure about our bodies? And we have to look into that. I mean, I don't have all the answers, but is it partly because of this advertising and because of what we're used to? You know, the Kelly Clarkson that they don't like the way she looks, so let's make her skinnier. And I commend her for calling them out. I say, I don't look like that. And don't let people think that I look like that. I don't know. I just feel like, if we could get women to just let go of this insecurity, we could be so much more empowered. But we spend all of our time and all of our money trying to change the way we look, period.
I just wonder, it's the chicken or the egg. Which comes first? You know what I'm saying? Do the images come first, or does the desire come first? And what is it? And can you apply that to any other chicken or the egg thing? You know, like with the news, we talk about, like, with everyone, like, blames the media. Well, if you didn't want it, the media wouldn't report it. If you were going to watch a newscast that was all good news and happy, happy stories all the time, nobody would report bad news.
Every time we talk
about
news. Real Housewives of Atlanta, people call and go, "Why are you talking about this trash?" Why? Because 3 million people watch it every week.
That same chicken or the egg argument here with advertising messages and marketing messages and images. What comes first?
But women haven't always been this skinny when it comes to modeling. Like, she brought up Twiggy in that since 1970 has been this standard for size for women. It hasn't always been that way. So it does show that there is a chicken or the egg thing, because women haven't always wanted to be a size 6 or 4.
Hey, Adriana, you're on the Burt Show.
Hey, what's going on, Bert Show?
You tell us. What's up?
My honest opinion, I think articles like these are, you know, one of the reasons that, you know, more than half of America's overweight and obese. Because if you go to different countries, you don't see heavy women at all.
She's
or heavy men,
she's
you know, for
heavy.
That matter.
The girl in that ad was not heavy.
Did you
she's
think
not
she was
overweight
heavy?
Either.
No, but I mean, what they're saying that the average size woman is a 12 and 14, I don't think that's true. Wow. And that just kind of like motivates women to say, okay, well, average, you know, 12, 14, then it looks like I'm okay. It kind of like demotivates people to, you know, like what Bert was saying about Stacey putting up pictures that motivates her to get fit. I'm not sure what Stacey looks like, but I mean, I think that's a great idea. But then when you have people saying, you know, average size is 12, 14, then that's just, you know, making people say, oh, okay, well, I guess it's okay to be a little overweight then.
But she's not overweight.
But by
who,
in terms of health, is a size 14 considered healthy?
It depends on the woman. And that woman was healthy.
She's 6 foot.
Okay, I'm just asking the question.
They hate you.
Well, yeah, back off. I mean, but I'm just saying if that caller may have a valid point if experts, health experts have determined that there is a, because America is overweight. We all agree with that, right? Like, we've seen the reports. The obesity is high. Kids are getting fatter. It's not good, right? Like, we agree with that or no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a fact. So if a healthier person, hypothetically, this is, if it comes out that a healthy size for a woman is less than that woman who did that advertisement or, you know, did that article for Glamour, right? Then are we doing a disservice to our own country by portraying and idolizing someone who's brave enough to step out when technically they're at an unhealthy weight just to protect the self-esteem of some people who...
Well, first of all, she was not an unhealthy weight, and I think
saying let's assume that she is at an unhealthy weight.
But my thing is, be careful what you ask for, because when people ask for something, this is the response. That, I mean, the reason that there's not progression, especially when it comes to women, and I'll just say it, the reason that women don't go evolve as fast as we should is because anytime that there are strides that we ask for, then we beat them down once we get them. Like, because I cannot believe that Lizzie Miller is getting so much feedback and flack because now we're talking about, you know, aspiring. I don't want to aspire to be anybody. I wish that women could aspire to be smart and, you know, and get more money and to be able to be on equal salary terms for men and whatever. I don't want us to be so distracted by the way we look. And I feel like every time somebody does something in that, and she, God, look at the picture. She is not overweight and she barely is normal. Then
you're basing that, though, just on appearance.
Well, in the modeling world,
but I'm talking about
health. Hold on one sec, y'all, because in the modeling world, the definition is different, which is what a whole bunch of callers are calling up to say. Hey, Elon.
Hey. I agree with Melissa, and I kind of agree. Well, I don't agree with the last caller, but I understand where she's coming from. She's kind of delusional with what her statement was, but I see, you know, the light in it. But I saw the piece on E! News. Lizzie Miller is a beautiful, beautiful woman and, you know, not overweight at all. But I think the problem is that, you know, I'm, you know, me myself, I am 5'10 and a half and a size 10, and I would be considered plus size in the modeling industry, even though that might be not plus size in the real world. Mm-hmm. Modeling industry is totally different from the real world.
Let me ask you that question then. Let's try to define that, because if you go to a plus size store, woman's store, where do they begin their sizes?
16, I think.
16?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think it's 16.
I don't know. My assumption is 16 or 18. It would be my assumption.
I mean, because really that's what we're asking here, that she may be a plus-size model in the modeling world, but in the real world, if you go to, what's the name of one of these stores?
Like a Lane Bryant.
Lane Bryant, the definition may be totally different.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean,
that's a good point.
I mean, and then why? Why is it different? You know, that's the thing. Is like, isn't that dangerous that in the modeling world, they're going to shave it down? Why would it be different than the normal women
because
who walk around?
Because modeling world is a business. Like, it's a...
But they're promoting unhealth, too, by the skinny models. That's unhealthy, too. I mean, those girls are starving themselves. And then if you, on the other end of the spectrum, you're too big. I mean, it's unhealthy, too. I mean, there's no normal.
Hey, can you turn your radio down, Marie?
Modeling world is a business.
Can you turn your radio down?
Well, turn that part up.
Hello?
There you go. Hi.
Oh, hi.
It's a nice debate, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to be a part of it?
I was a little on a different scale. Well, when you were talking about the pretty people.
Go ahead.
I was on a different subject. Okay. What I called.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, that's okay. Well, what Wendy was saying about them being really, really skinny, I wonder if we are overweight in America because we fall so far away from what that ideal is. We fall short. So instead of just falling a little bit short of where the models are, we go on the opposite end of it.
I just think we're lazy,
you know what I mean?
As a society.
Yeah.
I just think there are too many things to keep us from being active. If you want to talk about health, then look at, I mean, it is. I challenge anybody to go out today and not fix your own food and go find a healthy meal. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. And most people are so busy that they don't usually cook for themselves all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're overweight.
Does this skinny ideal really come back to men in the long run? Because women have been bred that men would prefer a skinnier woman.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, is that why all the magazines are telling you that in order to be happy and to get a man, that you got to be thin?
Why? Do you think that's why there's male models are all in shape and good? Because that's what women put their value on? Like, no.
I think it's attractiveness.
Yes. It's
think you want to purchase things.
People who are in modeling, exercise
that because it's something you're attracted to.
People in modeling and people who are putting themselves out there are putting themselves out there because they are attracting a certain crowd. Do you know why that girl is in Glamour magazine? She's not, you know, the next Rosa Parks breaking down boundaries for the years to come. She's in there because that's going to sell magazines, because people are going to go, hey, there's a plus size girl in there, and they're going to have this debate, and they're going to talk about it,
beautiful.
And they're going to do it. And she's, yeah.
Well, it's backfiring here because Jennifer won't buy it. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, I am plus size. I am what would be considered to be a realistic plus size, like a size 22.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to see size 22 models because I know that I'm not at a healthy weight, and I don't want girls to think that that's okay. But when you're talking about size 14 models or 12 models or like these girls that are on the America's Next Top Model that fall into a plus size category, and I'm looking at them and I'm like, they don't have hardly any fat on them. They're just tall, big girls, and they're still beautiful, and it's ridiculous. And when I buy a health magazine, like Self magazine, where they have exercises and diet plans, I want to see good, healthy women that are in good shape. Maybe, I don't know, I guess maybe like they're probably size 6 to 8 or something like that, and they've got, you know, muscle tone, and they look good. But when I buy fashion magazine, I won't buy a fashion magazine because I already know that there's nothing in there that I can wear.
But aren't you contradicting yourself? I mean, you said in certain magazines you want to see a skinnier woman, but a fashion magazine you won't buy because there's nothing in there for you. So, I mean, so wouldn't you want to see a woman closer to your size in a fashion magazine or no?
Close. Not necessarily my size all the time. It would be nice if they offered, I guess, a spectrum, because I don't want to see big girls all the time in magazines, because then that's like, then the skinny girls are going to be like, well, what the hell, you know? I mean,
Well, I think there's a perception of acceptance. If you're published, you're accepted. So I think an insecurity comes in. If you don't see a reflection of you in a published magazine, then in your mind you think, well, I'm not pretty enough to be able to be in there, so I'm not pretty. And I think it's the complex that women have that men don't have that I think is a real tragedy.
Hey,
honestly.
Janet, real quick here. We just got a couple of seconds. What's up?
Yeah, the big girl stores, Lane Bright in them, they all start at size 18. I used to work 18. For one.
Okay. So the definitions here are really different. You go plus size stores start at 18. A plus size model is considered between 12 and 14. So there is a discrepancy here.
This is The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. elements. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.